Hello and welcome. My name is Declan. I'm a librarian with Kilkenny County Council Library Service and I'm based in the Local Studies Department. Today in our second series of short talks about the butlers, we're going to look at the career of Black Tom Butler, the grandson of Piersworth Butler, and now I'll turn you over to my colleague Damien Brett.
Thomas Butler was born about 1531 to James Butler, 9th Earl of Ormond, and Joan Fitzgerald, daughter of the 10th Earl of Desmond. One of seven sons, he was educated at the royal court of Henry VIII with Prince Edward, later Edward VI. The Butlers, like so many Irish families, had to work hard to keep their influence at court, as they were at a constant disadvantage to the English. A court education was essentially an academy for the nobles of the realm, and Tom, like his father before him, knew the value of this. He succeeded his father as the 10th Earl of Ormond in 1546 at about the age of 15. His father had died in suspicious circumstances, allegedly from poisoning. On the coronation of Edward VI in 1547, he was made a Knight of the Garter, which was uncommon for an Irishman at the time. He served Edward VI with distinction against the Scots at the Battle of Pinkie, an attempt to unite the British and Scottish crowns through marriage. His name Black Tom and his improved reputation at court seems to have come from the quelling of an uprising against Queen Mary, who was set to marry Philip of Spain. The uprising was led by Sir Thomas Wyatt, known as White Tom, who disapproved of this marriage, fearing the rule of England by Spain. Thomas Butler's success in helping to suppress this rebellion seems to have earned him his nickname Black Tom. He returned to Ireland in 1554. The marriage of his parents, James and Joan, had led to a passive period between the two warring families of the Butlers and the Fitzgeralds. Joan's later rise to Countess of Desmond had cemented this when she married Gerald Fitzgerald, 15th Earl of Desmond. This animosity had lasted for at least four generations and flared up again upon the death of his mother in 1564. This would come to a head at the Battle of Affane in County Waterford in 1565. Gerald Fitzgerald had claimed jurisdiction over the Daisha and crossed into Waterford with his army to claim tribute. Waterford, along with Kilkenny and Tipperary, was considered territories of the Earls of Ormond. Thomas led an army to meet him and they met at the Ford of Affane. He defeated the Earl of Desmond in what is considered the last private pitched battle in Ireland. Throughout this period, Thomas was a loyal and faithful servant to his cousin, Queen Elizabeth I. On hearing of this private battle, she was furious and summoned both earls to London. Black Tom, a favourite at court, convinced her that Gerald Fitzgerald was at fault, and he and his brothers were imprisoned in the Tower of London. Black Tom became a dominant figure in Ireland in his absence. Married three times, he had four children, three of which died at a young age. It is recorded that he fathered at least 12 children outside of wedlock. As he spent a lot of time in England, his relationship with Queen Elizabeth I also led to many further rumours. He had a mansion built in the Tudor style at Carrick-on-Shore, where he lived and ran his vast estates when in Ireland. It is here in 1614 he passed away at the age of 83. As he had no legitimate heirs, to his titles passed to his nephew, John Butler of Kilcash. In his lifetime, he had served and defended the crown to threats in Ireland and England, and also the lands of the Ormond Estates. He is buried at St. Canice's Cathedral in Kilkenny City.